just to all those away and call the Minister of Health, Surveillance and Burial Team to get across and collect their cops here. You may remember from yesterday, I know they call you for bring your attention that there is a cop at Dambaila, 67 years old. For more this one guy, you don't do every effort and you follow all your intervention. As I talk to you today, they make 3 days complete without other cops in line in that place. The burial team are going to be this morning, we talk with them. Us here, I just talked with one of the leaders of that burial team. He said he don't give order for them to go take that cop there. As I'm talking to you, the cop still there on the place of getting bust up. Mr. Lassana, we are faced with a very difficult situation. Which minister said they do? What are these guys doing? Are we coming for a very strange situation? This is actually you understand when anything happened.
Well, you see, as a man, to be very honest, this has been a very heartrending situation. In fact, it's so serious that if we are not very careful, you know, this thing will go out of hand and Sierra Leoneans will start feeling very dejected. For me, I feel this system is almost failing. Honestly, Ghana just one aspect we need to talk to, you know. And one aspect of that, no more. Several other areas that they talk to you from Mellon Street, from Pickup Farm, from Lumley, from Canningo Drive, all these other areas I have been getting calls across the country, I mean, across the big town city. All over, cops is there. But one burning thing here, that government, I think, they really, really need for revisiting this policy where they talk, say, if person dies, whether or not Ebola or not Ebola, therefore, keep on until the burial team. And for me, the burial team is a failure, it's a real failure. And if they are not be careful, this will lead to a serious catastrophe and chaos in the city. I don't talk to several stakeholders, they are not honest and fair, they are not sincere. You call ambulance and they tell you within a road, you call burial team and they tell you they come there. For 2 or 3 days now, my brother, I will tell you, people have been crying all over. With their loved ones, when they're not lost, they're not their homes, they're not their way for touch them, and when they call and see they come, and up to this time after they talk to you. It is very unfortunate situation, and I think, say, government, if they are not, really, really careful, this will make people go out of hunger, and we pray God that what will happen in Liberia will not happen at alone. But trust me, in the manner in which our things are happening this way, then I'm afraid the situation will go out of control and it will become very disastrous in the city here, trust me.
Mr. Vichilansana, when we managed for getting to the Minister of Health, Dr. Fufana, right? And I still get her with me, instantly say, in a getting appropriate authority, I ask myself the question, who is more appropriate as an authority than the Minister of Health?
That's a $1 million question. I also spoke to him yesterday while he was on the way to come up line, apparently on the stand and go and see and President was making inside the news center and they try for construct. But the terrible thing here is with me and you who still they ask, who is in charge of this barrier team? Who is in charge of the surveillance team? Because there seems to be no control, absolutely. There seems to be nobody, no command control. You talk to this one, you will tell you, say, okay, let me get to them. You will call the Ayatunis, you will say, okay, let me get to the head of the team. We spoke to Dr. Sakabo yesterday, he said, okay, I will get to this. Nobody knows the things for take responsibility. Trust me, we don't even know what will happen. We are in a very serious dilemma, and as I talk to you on a daily basis, people are dying in the city, people are dying in Freetown here, and nobody knows the things for answer. And as I talk to you, companies are abandoned in homes on a very terrible case. So here are the latest of the body don't begin to smell, and according to information who don't go around, it's serious.
Mr. Lesnar, I'm not caught you word. That cop swear I don't be called yesterday for best of all they call you. I just get called from the relatives then. They say they are left with no option. There's a certain risk, you understand, and do what you have to say do with that cop. You understand? But we don't advise them to make the enemy restrain themselves, not let them go closer to that cops there. But the worst case scenario would be, they will take the risk and do what they want to do, that the family will not care, whether they control the dream, whether they kill them, they must say, man is destined to die, but words. They don't care about anything when it happens. You understand? This is very difficult, and I never understand. Even when somebody is coming to Dr. Saskabo, I call, no man please, to the attorneys, it gives you some confidence that all of these things, what should the face now, what should the face that put on? I don't really know. Anyway, it's unfortunate.
And the worrying thing, Abraman, when you talk to government officials very recently, according to them, over 30 vehicles were purchased in Denza just for the burial team. We just saw 16 ambulances. Up to this time, we really don't know what has gone wrong with those vehicles. Why have they taken them? Who has been assigned to these vehicles? We really don't know. When you talk to, I talked to a few of the burial team up to yesterday to this morning, then they tell me, say, look, guys, I don't even know what is happening. This couple of government in Nampewi, a guy we have not received, not a single cent as we are talking to them, we not get their money anyway. And some of them don't just don't resolve, then she jump, right? Look what happened yesterday. We don't lost a whole doctor back. A whole doctor don't die in a Connaught hospital yesterday. Everybody don't know this. Simply because beds are all filled, you know, due to the order full up, put them in the refer cases. As they talk to you now, other the body that they weigh over 10 Connaught hospital. You see, as they talk, so apart from the one that we did, now the homes them, we don't know if we pick up. You see the terrible things that we are talking here, and when civil society talk, they say, oh, civil society, they talk, we will try to do this. This is very serious, and I think, as for His Excellency, the President of Alex Bakoma, for grab and snap the head of state and really take a very drastic action. Trust me, the minister is just coming at a time when he's in hot water, he doesn't even know what's going to happen. Trust me, but there is a rotten system there who does not really know what's going to happen. He has inherited a system that he cannot even, he's not even got control over and everything, and that is very serious. Honestly, it's serious, and trust me, if we, these issues cannot address, trust me, within the next few days, it's going to be a boom around. It's going to boom around, and people are not going to go to the car and say no more. People are not going to go and see their loved one and they're rotting. They see it and they don't die at the hand. You call the ministry, they say, but they do certification. You call the work for certification of hotels.